You're listening to episode 126 of the FitzPro podcast. Welcome back. Today is part two of a two-part series. In episode 125, we went over the first three phases of building a business. And today we are going over the latter three phases of continuing to grow a business. So the first three phases are covered in the previous episode. Check that out if you haven't. Today we are going over infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average Fitzpo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a Fitzpro. Assuming you are here for the business side of things, I do talk about fitness as well as business. If you are here for the business side of things, I encourage you to check out my free on-demand workshop, Your Biz Your Way, 3 steps to build a profitable online health and fitness business. That is my specialty. In the workshop, I absolutely give you the best deal on my signature course, FitzPro Foundations. If you would like to register for that, go to anniemiller.co/workshop-register or just go to the show notes and the link is there for you. I also have all of my freebies or resources for you consolidated in one place on my site at anniemiller.co/resources. And those are all goodies for trainers, trainees, and entrepreneurs. I would like to start the podcast by thanking the sponsor, which is Legion Athletics. You know that I love them. They're the number one brand of all natural sports supplements in the world. My favorite thing about them, I tell you every week, is that they have 100% formula transparency. You know what you're getting. There's no guessing. If you want to take the time to look into how they are quote unquote backed by science, you can do that by looking at all of the scientific literature that they have used in order to determine what dosages and ingredients to use in each product that is transparent on the site for customers to see. If you are skeptical, they have 100% money back guarantee and free shipping. You can use code Annie when you go to buylegion.com to save 20% off your first order. And you can get double Legion reward points with code Annie if you are an existing customer. Last week, we covered 3 phases of business from preconception to conception to embryonic. If you missed that, you're likely in one of those 3 stages. So please go back and give that a listen and then come back and listen to the last 3 phases of a growing business, or what I consider to be the last 3 phases of a growing business. Today, we continue from the embryonic phase to infancy. I know that all sounds very young when you can feel like, oh my gosh, how can I possibly be in infancy when I'm beginning to scale my business and possibly even hire employees, hire humans to help, start delegating? But I assure you that you are still an infant, my child. For perspective, I consider my business in the very early stages of adolescence, and I won't be into adulthood for years by my definition of these phases, which again are not concrete. They are not a gold standard, so take them for what it's worth. I am just barely in adolescence in many ways, in my opinion. So stick with me for the episode and you will understand why. As I stated in the last episode, you are not confined to these definitions by any means. Maybe you're in between these phases, or you resonate a bit with one and a bit with another. The point is to identify and define your phase. That's the point of all of this, so that you can determine what you need to focus on in order to make it to the next phase. That's the point of all of this, you know, if you actually want to get to the next phase of your business. Not every business will make it out of the embryonic phase or adolescent phase, and that's A-okay. We also covered that in the last episode. So, small review of the embryonic stage. The client roster is full. You feel like the bank account doesn't always reflect the work you're putting in. It is time to delegate. It is time to scale, but you don't feel like you have the space to do that. You are at your ceiling, but you also don't know how to get past that ceiling. because you recognize that what got you from conception to embryonic is not going to get you into infancy. That is the embryonic stage. Lots of growing pains in the embryonic stage, but also much to celebrate, because if you are at a point that you are prepared to scale, you have filled a client roster, you have done something right. So kudos to you. Celebrate that and then figure out how you can get into that infancy stage. If you haven't already invested in your business, infancy demands investment, either through hiring a housekeeper, going to therapy, hiring a coach, delegating tasks to bookkeepers, assistants, hiring something very specific in your business or other coaches. It is definitely going to happen. Directly related to or indirectly related to your business. Get ready to invest money in order to create space or explore having a plan to move forward and generate more revenue. In business, we have these natural ceilings, periods of time where we need to create more space in order to grow. In those times, something has to give. It feels like you're busting at the seams. And that's normally money. That's normally what has to give, money or time. Welcome to the infancy stage. You're all in. You're past sinking or swimming. We are officially swimming. You've proven that you can swim, but it's time to upgrade. You're either building out an offer suite to ensure that no money is left on the table. You're creating tiers to your offer. You're hiring a coaching staff in order to reach more humans with your signature offer. Either way, you're scaling successfully. This is typically where my one-on-one business clients come to me at. So we discussed in the last episode that FitzPro Foundations is mostly people in that conception or embryonic phase. In this next phase, in infancy, late embryonic to infancy, is where I get my one-on-one business clients coming to me. Like I said, here or in between embryonic and infancy. In this phase, you feel established. You know what you know. And you know how to leverage that successfully. Your messaging is clear and you're confident in what you do. Even if you need a reminder every now and again, you're confident. As proud as you are of what you've built, you now see how much more you could be doing with your business. So there's this tension between what you've accomplished and what you know you could accomplish. How many more people you can reach, or how you can reach your same people, but in a new way, in a deeper way, from a different angle. Say that you're in the 3 to 5K per month mark, but you want to hit that 7 to K month mark consistently. This is, in my opinion, one of the hardest jumps to make in the online health and fitness solopreneur game, and people talk about it like it's nothing. It is massive. If you aren't paying attention right now, pay attention. It is massive to hit that $1,000 mark. And then hit 3,000. It's massive to fill a client roster and be fully tapped out with one-on-one clients, let's say. But then what? How do you get from that 3K to the 5K and from that 5K to 7K? This is where we go from being an online coach to thinking more like a CEO, very business-minded. Infancy, embryonic and infancy demand that transition to where we work more on the business as opposed to in the business. That last part is infancy. The transition from solely working for yourself as an employee to thinking and functioning more like the manager of the business. The focus in this stage of infancy is how you're going to scale. That's it. What is your approach going to be for optimizing what you currently have, creating space to offer more, and then launching whatever that solution may be? As stated in part one, these phases are not time constrictive. There is no rule book here. So you may be in infancy for 1 year or 3 years or 5 years. Only you know that. Maybe you never make it out of embryonic. Because you want to, right? Because that's your goal. I can't tell you what to expect for you and your business. These are just some of the natural progressions that I've seen and some of the characteristics that go with them. Once you do figure out a scaling structure and method that works for you and the idea of business that you want for your life, then you begin to enter adolescence. That is, after you've actually scaled successfully, whether that is hiring coaches for creating more of yourself via one-on-one. Again, I have podcast episodes on options for scaling because it is not a one-way-fits-all thing. Or if you have created an offer pyramid or tiered offers for your signature offer, whatever it may be, you have scaled it successfully. That is when we enter adolescence. You went through transition in your stage of infancy, less working in the business, more working on it, being the visionary, the planner. That increases exponentially in the stage of adolescence from infancy. When you reach adolescence, you will have hustled for years, likely. And I think it's so silly when people are anti-hustle for business. Eventually, yes, the hustle has to stop. But in those first 3 years, show me a successful business that did not have to hustle to get where they were. What are you talking about? It doesn't exist. It's hilarious to me. You need the grit. You need to be able to hustle in those early years because there is so much trial and error. There is so much that you're still figuring out. You know nothing. I knew nothing. Right? So anywho, that's just a note that if you see people who are anti-hustle culture, which I get what they're saying. I just think that there is a time and place for hustling in business and that you need to be willing to do that earlier on. And then there's this transition that I'm about to talk about. So when you reach adolescence, like I said, you will have hustled for years. So look forward to undoing a lot of what you have done from a behavioral standpoint once you reach adolescence. Boundaries will become a priority if they haven't already been one. Where infancy demands investment, I believe adolescence demands boundaries. You've built out your offer pyramid and scaled successfully through infancy. Now you're managing all of it. Your focus is to optimize what you've already built. It's systems oriented. It's planning oriented. What does your annual and quarterly plan look like? What are your revenue projections? You see where we're going here? Adolescence is managing your flow and steering the ship. If you have passive offers or an offer pyramid with live launches, you're planning those out so that it makes sense in a quarterly map. If you've hired coaches, you're managing meetings, reviews, probably team building, their numbers, how to get them more clients, etc. Or maybe you're expanding your business even further, creating more offers, transitioning live offers to passive offers to, again, create more space in your business. This is the natural flow. By this stage, by adolescence, your focus should be what people talk about in the first year of business, which is completely unrealistic and ridiculous to me. That is, focusing on getting closer and closer to doing only what work that requires you to do that work. If you find yourself doing a task that someone else could do, delegate it. This requires you to get clear on what it is that your role is in your business. What lights you up, plus, can only be done by you. It cannot be done by anybody else. That doesn't have to be one task, but what are those things for you? That is what we're constantly working towards, especially in a solopreneurship or a personal brand. And how can you make sure that you have the time and the space to do those things to the best of your ability? That's the goal eventually in business. Like I said earlier, this is my current state of business. Because I am in it, I am sure that these feelings I describe will be biased towards what I'm actually feeling, right? But in adolescence, I would hope that you feel grounded in like you're finally getting to a place where you can actually balance life and business, because it's not going to be balanced before that, largely. If you can have boundaries, if you can find a balance earlier than this stage, hello, do it. But for most people, it's going to be hustle before this stage, from what I have seen. I'm not talking about my personal experience. I'm talking about most people I have observed in business. For me, This is the fact that you're actually running a business. I would say that a joy has returned for me personally in this phase. There is joy in every phase, I hope. If you can't find a bit of joy in every phase of business, I don't know that owning a business is for you, to be honest. In between adolescence and infancy is also where you begin to feel the weight of giving the government, in the US anyway, all of your money. I would say that I'm kidding, but I'm not. It's just a part of the structure that we have here in the US, but it's also something I don't think people talk about very often. So just remember that having to pay taxes is a good thing. There's a mental shift there that I think needs to take place because a lot of people maybe try to work the system. I don't know. But rather than feeling like, oh, I have to give the government my money, I have to pay taxes, it means that you have a profitable business if you are paying taxes. And we want to be profitable. So allow that mindset shift to happen. And again, that's typically in between that adolescent and infancy phase, but that is completely dependent on if you have kids and what tax structure you're in, et cetera, et cetera. In the phase of adolescence, you will focus on refinement and optimizing what you've built to the point that you either continue optimizing or build something new, either way, continuing to scale to the next level of adulthood. You know how I mentioned earlier that it gets murky in these three phases. I mentioned that in the previous episode. That is especially true when it comes to the business size and revenue. I could see a range from 10K per month to 90 or 100K per month just in adolescence. And then 80 to 100K per month being that jump into adulthood. But even then, that's low for so many businesses. Not from my business, but that's low for so many businesses. I suppose in context of a personal brand and not a corporation, that's a pretty solid mark that would bump you into adulthood. So let's go ahead and roll with that. Last step for the phases in building and growing a business is adulthood. And I say the last phase for growing or building because eventually there is a termination phase. And then things would likely come after that. But we're just talking about growing and building a business. So adulthood, if not in adolescence, will undoubtedly involve paid advertising. Again, perhaps I am wrong here. I am sure some businesses in adulthood don't use paid ads. I'm sure that some companies before adulthood use paid ads. Earlier stages of business, right? No one size fits all here, but I do think that by adulthood, most entrepreneurs or companies are going to need to be using paid ads to reach that next level, especially if new offers are not being built. The offer suite is complete, and now you need to simply increase your lead pool, how many people you are reaching, and that comes through paid ads. That's the focus of adulthood, always sustaining and growing your organic reach. But sustainable, optimized growth is what you're shooting for in adulthood. How do you take that $500,000 company to the seven-figure mark? I think that's the question that likely has to be answered in adolescence in order to reach adulthood. Adulthood is then managing, tinkering, and fine-tuning structures and processes all across the board. And I didn't really mention numbers in any of these phases because ideally you're tracking key performance indicators and profit and loss from conception phase through the other phases. But in infancy and adolescence, that will become increasingly important because data is largely how we make decisions in business. Data provides context and clarity in choosing what direction to go and what you're trying to manipulate in your business or what to focus with efforts and or finances. Most of you aren't likely in adulthood. If you are, kudos to you. That's amazing. You're a baller if you have reached adulthood, okay? You're doing something right. So I do want to ask some questions and just give you some things to think about moving forward with your business. I hope that you see the progression in these phases from you doing everything in the business, quite literally, to getting more and more refined with each stage, delegating more, automating more. You can't do it all at once, each phase will demand something different of you. And I think that's very natural. That's kind of what I want you to get out of this, is what phase are you in now? And what is your focus in order to get to the next phase? Something I see often with entrepreneurs, and something that I did myself, I actually have an episode that talks about this previously, is doing these things out of order, putting the cart before the horse, if you will. We see other businesses while we're in the conception phase, and we think, oh, we need a funnel. We need a sales funnel. So we start building the pieces to a funnel, but we don't even have an audience yet. Where is the funnel going? We don't have the people to put through the funnel. We have no clue who our ideal client is. We have no past data to go off of. We've done exactly zero market research. There are natural progressions in business that need time to run their course. Organic sales into paid sales. Live launches into evergreen offers. One-on-one into memberships. There are these natural progressions for a reason. So I encourage you to be patient and nail the basics before moving on, just like you would tell someone in health and fitness. There's no point in taking fat burners if we haven't managed stress, optimized sleep, nutrition, recovery, etc. There's no point in paid ads if we haven't nailed down our organic sales strategy and messaging that we know lands with the target market. What phase are you in, or phases, and what is your current focus? It's okay to have a bigger vision. For instance, I knew I wanted more tiers of Built by Annie when I made just the one. Built by Annie started as one single program. Now I have three tiers of that same program. But I needed to build one, see how it worked, and then scaled the one into three. I knew I wanted to do paid ads someday, but I am just now, 6 years in, willing to make that investment and take the risk. Don't worry about what you'll do in adolescence if you're still trying to conceive your business. Okay? I will go ahead and cut it off there. Business is a fantastic teacher of self. I hope that you gained something from the last two episodes and that you feel a bit more grounded or aware, or even, you know, the wheels are just spinning about your current state of business and how you can get to the next one. If you love this episode, please head over to iTunes, give the show 5 stars, written review, share it to your Instagram story, tag me, whatever it may be. It helps get the episode in front of people who otherwise would not have seen it. I do choose a listener of the week and a listener of the month. The listener of the month will get 50% off any non-membership program of mine, as well as a freebie from Frey Skincare. You can always use my code FDBA to save 15% off. And if you are not on my main mailing list, make sure that you are, because there are podcast listener discounts that you might be missing out on. You can subscribe at anniemiller.co/news. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitzPro Podcast.